Hallelujah.
God is good, even when we're not. Oh, there's so many things that are going on. I can only share with you that put your seatbelts on. There's going to be a mass explosion of wickedness, a massive explosion of righteousness. Remember we shared that there'll be a new sound going through the earth, and it's happening. It's happening big time. The vengeance of the Lord is already, it's already been going on. And we're going to be rejoicing because we rejoice every day regardless of what. Because we know what our end is. We know what the end result is. We won. No matter what happens, we won. Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord. But in the meantime, we've got, in this whole war, we've got daily battles. One of the things the Lord said to me, he says, it was like, look around. Look around. And in other words, those who understand, those who don't understand, those who discern, those who don't discern. And I'm talking globally. Because the enemy wants to keep humanity in a dumb state of being. Slumbered. Sleepy. Not able to see or hear. Not able to discern. In that state of being, God calls them, he says, because it's increasing so much. Now, don't get me wrong, many people are being rescued, but many people that were rescued have even gone back to that state. He said, this is the times of ignorance. Ignorance. Times of ignorance. Ooh. You know, you got to think about, you know, times of ignorance. We've entered into a time of where they've entered lack of knowledge. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of awareness is ignorance. Lack of awareness of God's plan. Lack of awareness of events that are happening right now. Signs and things that he's saying. The times and seasons. How about a lack of awareness of his love? His grace, his mercy. And the one most important thing that many have lacked is awareness of the unseen realm of evil influence, which keeps individuals in a state of ignorance. Ignorance. Why? Because they're unaware. Acts chapter 17. And verse 22, please. Unaware. I know some very smart people that are ignorant. I mean, they really are. It blows me away. I mean, they're ignorant, man. You know, and it's discouraging. And it's like, how stupid can you be and still breathe? And in this, and they've got everything. They lack nothing. They're intellectually intelligent of the world, but they're totally ignorant of the things that's going on. They're unaware of the spiritual influence. Unaware of it. And that's exactly where the enemy wants them. Let's speak it together. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very what? Religious. See, religiosity brings ignorance to people. Why? Because it blinds. For I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship. I even found an altar with this inscription. See, when people fall into a state of ignorance, they worship other things than God. To the unknown God, therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Since he gives life to all, life, breath, and all things. He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwelling, so that they should what? Seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Also, some of your own poets have said, for we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of what? Ignorance, God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, we will hear you again on this matter later. So Paul booked. He left. Again, times of ignorance. To grope is to reach out from a blind state sometimes. In other words, you're not seeing what you're reaching out for, but you know what you're reaching out for. Does everybody understand that? You might not see it yet. You might be in like darkness. You're still reaching out for what? Light. You're groping. And that's what God is talking about. Groping, reaching out from a blind state to find the light. It's called the crying out. Crying out. In Proverbs chapter 2. And the Lord sent the angels into Jerusalem in the Old Testament. And those who were crying out for righteousness. And he sealed them. Those who were crying out because of the wickedness that man was doing in Jerusalem and Israel. He sealed them with his presence. He sealed them. Why? So when the angels came, they didn't touch them. But they touched everybody else. He brought judgment. So now is a crying out, the groping. Why? Because God is bringing judgment. And he has those who will not be touched by his judgment sealed. In Proverbs chapter 2, hallelujah, we'll start at verse 1. My son, if you what? Receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you should incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you what? Cry out or grope for what? Discernment. How many of y'all know we need discernment big time today? And lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her for as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. In other words, you'll discern these paths that God has set for you. Again, discernment is required with wisdom and understanding. It's required now. Why? Because without it, you're going to be ignorant. You could be in a state of ignorance. You know, we have close family members that we love that are ignorant. And they may be successful business people, but they're ignorant. They're ignorant of the things of the spiritual reality. Because they've been taken captive in a false reality. They're living for themselves and not for their true call and purpose and destiny. It doesn't mean we're perfect. We all make mistakes. Believe me. We make them daily. Amen. We fall short every single day. We say things we don't want to. We do things we don't want to. We all make mistakes. But it doesn't put us in a place of ignorance. As long as you learn from them. Amen. Matthew 16. Verse But if you're a person that constantly repeats the same mistake, you might fall in that state of ignorance. Or just rebellion. But see, again, ignorance is always associated with unawareness. Unawareness. So when somebody knows but refuses, that's called rebellion. Amen? And that's called, behind that is the promotion of witchcraft. That means that's the influence. Matthew 16, verse 1, please. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and testing Jesus, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. In other words, they didn't understand spiritually. They didn't understand the events. They were unaware. So were they ignorant? Yes. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to you except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. Religiosity blinds, and it promotes ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So their religious state of being, see, religion is your own belief system. It's not the belief system from God. I run into many religious people. They have their own belief systems. They don't believe in the Bible, or they only believe part of the Bible. They don't believe that they need to pray. They believe that God knows their heart, but he does, and they lack. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Let's speak it. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Spirit teaches. Comparing what? Spiritual things with what? Spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by nobody. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Spiritually discerned, not physically discerned. This discernment comes from God that you and I get, not from man. To discern the unseen reality and its influence is essential. Amen? This is a time of great ignorance. And we're watching people who used to be aware, and they're no longer aware. They became sensitive to certain things, and now they're no longer sensitive. Why? Because they've grown dull. The devil loves to dumb down people. Gets people in a compromised state. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. I guess times of ignorance, you might call it end time stupidity, you know. Verse 11, let's speak it. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the what? Soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. Now here it is. And is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. So when people refuse to read the Bible or the words of God, they can't discern. They will never get spiritual discernment. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Again, without the living word of Christ, can't discern the influence of our thoughts. can't discern the influence of the intentions of our hearts, then we become spiritually ignorant. Does everybody get it? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Therefore, do not be what? Ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, not according to your works don't save you, but according to his own purpose and grace or plan, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before what? Time began. Now that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Before what? Time was even considered, before existence began. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Wow. Life and immortality are from his words, his promises, his covenant. That's why many people freak out, because they're ignorant of God's promises. They don't realize everything works for the good to those who love him. Forgiveness. People still holding bitterness and unforgiveness because they don't know God's promises. You can't forgive. He can't forgive you. Malachi 3. They're ignorant of the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap, and you don't outrun it. Hallelujah. Nobody outruns the hand of God. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared God, reverenced, honored, and respected him as they are gathered, the Lord spoke, and then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. In other words, they were in conversation. And the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him. Now think about this. He heard this group of people reverencing God. He said, I'm gonna write a book of remembrance for these type of people. For those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. There's a book for them. There's a remembrance book. He said, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. And that's where many people are deceived, because there's so many religions out there that are serving false gods. They're not serving the true creator. They're ignorant of it. So if they got a doctrine of demons, which promotes what? Ignorance. Not only deception, but ignorance. Discern righteousness and wicked, because they fear the Lord. The Bible says that the reverence, the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all what? Discernment. That you may what? Approve. Does everybody understand it? Approving the things that are pleasing to God and disapproving the things that displease God. That you may approve the things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Woo-hoo. Discern to approve. That's why many people are approving of things that are harmful to them, because they're ignorant. Hebrews 5 verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in these things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. In other words, he's got to repent too. Hallelujah. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are the priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek," who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he what? Suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become what? Dull of hearing. It's called ignorance. Amen? For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full mature, that is, those who by reason of use have their what? Senses, their inner witness, exercise to discern both good and evil. Dull of hearing, ignorance. We must exercise our senses to discern the inner witness within us, what's good and evil. Psalm 118, verse 10. All nations, what? Surrounded me. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Woo. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will what? Destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength, my song. That new song. He has become my what? Salvation. The voice of rejoicing, which is going through the land, and salvation, is in the tents of the righteous. Amen? That's what you're hearing. The voice of rejoicing now in the righteous, going through the land. We're going to be really rejoicing when we see this, all these Obamanites and Biden heads and all those other demonic forces get brought down. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he's not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them. I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Many can't discern the new sound that's ripping through the earth. It's of rejoicing. It's exposing. It's exposing evil. We're getting a sevenfold vindication with resetting. All things are being put in divine order, where the refreshing of his presence is coming. It's here. It trickles, but one day it's going to come off like Niagara Falls, and people are going to get freaked out because of God's presence. It'll be overwhelming. 2 Timothy chapter 3. So we'll be able to stay in position We continue the daily fight. And we overcome ignorance. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3, start at verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. That's pretty ignorant. Because they don't know God, right? Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but deny his power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, load them down with sins, led away by what? Various lusts. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, they're always learning, but they're never free. Now, as Jannes and Jabez resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine and manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to be in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecutions. Listen, if you're trying to do something for God that he's told you to do, the devil's not going to get out of your way. You got to get him out of your way. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing that from them you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work and every good battle. Amen. Proverbs chapter 2, or 12, I'm sorry, Proverbs 12. Last day ignorance. End time ignorance, huh? Proverbs 12. You know, many people are so caught up in the worldliness, the worldly technology, that they can't go another route. You know, there's so many people running, running to doctors so quickly when there's so many natural things to be healed from, you know? I know so many people have, unfortunately, and don't get me wrong, not every single one of them, but many of them who had cancer and stuff like that, and they've gone to the doctors, and they put them under chemo. I mean, and chemo and radiation, and it made them worse. And then many people have gone to another route with other things that they've researched on, and they became healed. There are foods and herbs out there that brings healing to the body. You take them consistently, you become healed. But when you open the door to all of these medications and stuff that the world has to offer, because what are they? They're just, I mean, they've been trained up in the knowledge of the world. It is the wisdom from beneath. It's not the wisdom from above. It is totally different. They are ignorant. Sometimes when you try to bring your doctor something that, you know, thank God I got a doctor once in a while that listens to you. You ask them to search out certain things. Oh, none of that. Because they're ignorant. They're ignorant of the other research. They're They got mind-binding spirits that keep them in one direction, and that's it. Those are people that are ignorant, even though they got all kinds of plaques. Amen? Proverbs 12, are you ready for this? Verse 1, let's speak it. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. You love instruction? Then you love knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid, ignorant, full-blown. You and I should be looking for correction. We should be looking for conviction. Why? So it keeps us in position. And we quickly repent. A good man obtains favor from the Lord. But a man of wicked intentions, he will what? Condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be what? Woohoo! Cannot be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. Make sure you got a good woman. Or you regret it. You'd be stupid. And I'm going to close at Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. Hallelujah. Time of ignorance. You know, you feel sorry for people that are so caught up in this. You know, so many people have been born in it, and that state of ignorance has been passed down the family line. False belief systems. You know, many of us were born up in certain traditions that have brought destruction to us. I know families that were brought up, and we used to go to their house because their parents let them drink and smoke at the age of 16. So we go to their house. Very wealthy people. Very wealthy people, smart people, but ignorant. Not realizing the danger that they were bringing their children up in. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60, verse 1, let's speak it. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. With what? Ignorance. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. You shall see and become radiant. And your heart shall swell with what? Joy. That's what's happening now. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. And the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Thank you, Jesus. The gates have been opened. The flow is beginning to start. Soon we'll be overflowed with abundance. With abundance. Like I said, put your seatbelts on. You're going on a roller coaster ride that's going to take you places you never thought you could go. Amen? So, Father, we thank you for your word. We come against the spirit of ignorance. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, and stupidity, and dullness, and cast them from us to the pit. And anything that would hang around our families and our households and our ministries, our homes, we command those spirits to loosen, to leave, and go to the pit. And that you would give us the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment so needed from above. that we would overcome the deception of ignorance in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.